Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so I don't know if you noticed this, but it hit $1 billion at the box office. Not a million, not 500 million, not almost a billion.
No.
Barbie.
No.
Yep.
Margot Robbie was right.
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh.
A billion.
Wow.
So we're at the point now where if you've avoided that movie or thought you were too cool for it, you're one of the only ones that isn't going to see it at this point. Like, I'm sorry. Embrace it, my friend.
You're just a contrarian at this point, yeah, dog. Get with it.
You're just trying to fight the good fight at this point.
You're losing the good fight. You got to go see it. You ain't going to get these references.
No.
I am Knuff.
There are so many Barbie references out there right now that you would have to see the movie to get. And now baby name searches. On the rise for Barbie and Ken.
Stop it, but please don't.
It's happening.
Y'all, I get it. The movie's out here very prevalent. $1 billion is a big deal.
Yeah.
Don't mean you got to name your baby something like that.
Too late.
No.
So, well, I don't know if you're having a boy. I do know if you're having a boy or girl, but nobody else does. Are you going to name it Barbie or Ken?
Go name it Carby. Go name the baby Carby. We're going to blend it.
They like carbs, and they're not like Ken and Betty. They love carbs.
Yo.
Whatever you want to name your baby, we'll support you, but Carby is on the list now.
We may be Carby, but definitely not Ken and definitely not Barbie.
Definitely not. You know what? I'm not going to lie. I didn't know who Jelly Roll was until TikTok. Thank God I'm on TikTok. Thank God.
Bless the TikTok. Thank you.
Bless the TikTok
Thank
for
you.
Keeping me in the loop of pop culture. We got Jelly Roll tickets this morning at 8:40.
That's right, man. Yeah. Jelly Roll coming to town.
For sure. So that's happening. But it's 103.7 Kiss FM. What?
I was just saying, and if you don't know who Jelly Roll is still.
He looks like a giant Jelly Roll.
It's giant Jelly Roll. May be confused with the Tootsie Roll, but not the same thing. It's Jelly, not Tootsie.
Forget about him, though. I used to love Jelly Rolls as a kid. I'm not going to lie.
Hey.
Little Debbie's. Hello.
Yum.
It's Allie and DZ. And coming up next, why don't we talk about our weekends? How's that? Because you went to the biggest show in Milwaukee.
A couple things went on.
And I had some crazy stuff happen. I mean, we had some crazy weekends.
It felt like a double weekend for some reason.
Yeah, we might need extra talk breaks this morning to tell you about our weekends. It's that intense.
Say less.
All right, coming up next, tell us something cool you did this weekend, including how your Friday night was. I'm dying to know, DZ. We'll find out next. Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Good morning, DZ.
Good morning. Buenos dias. How
Buenos
are you?
Buenos dias. I'm very good. Actually, I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm not good.
Okay.
I'm lying if I say I'm good.
No, I feel that.
There's a lot going on in my world. A friend of mine was in a very serious accident over the weekend, and I'm dealing with that. And I'll tell a little bit more about that on the show, but I'm trying to figure out all the logistics. She's okay.
They're okay.
But she was in ICU.
Yo.
I mean, there's a whole story behind this. So
yeah.
I'm a little stressed about that. But I want to talk about what you did on Friday night right now. Because take me out of my drama and take me into bliss.
I got
what you did this weekend.
Come on over this way. You know what I'm saying?
What happened?
So, as many of y'all know, Drizzy Drake
was the first time ever in Milwaukee.
21 Savage. Mm-hmm. They was in Milwaukee doing some things on a Friday night. Mm-hmm. You know, they might have just packed the Pfizer for a little bit. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
And I was lucky enough to get tickets to go.
Mm-hmm.
So, me and a homie went, you know, one of my guys from high school. We've been listening to Drake since then, right?
Yeah.
And it brought us back. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not going to say I'm some huge Drake fan like everybody else in the Fiserv definitely was that night, right? But it brought me back into like this reminiscent stage, and I just felt like a young DZ again.
Ooh.
Man. High school me was in there going crazy.
That's how I feel when I hear Snoop. Relatable.
Facts. But it was a great show. He showed out. He had a great time. Mm-hmm. Per Drake, trolled a little bit with the Toronto rivalry, of course. Because he was like, Giannis was supposed to come out with me, you know, but he's on vacation. Cap, he's not. He's actually training in Greece right now, getting ready for the World Cup.
Right.
Goofy. Uh-huh. And man, it was funny because then Milwaukee trolled him back. There was a dude that fell asleep at the show.
Knocked out.
I mean, I'm talking about there's a portion of the show.
Smoked too much weed.
Where drank too much drink. One of the two. Or both. Who knows?
Or both.
But Drake goes to the DJ booth, right? To take a shot with the crowd, quote unquote, talk a little bit, yada, yada. He's a showman, right? Me and my guy was saying that. He's a showman. He puts together a performance.
Yeah.
So at one portion, he goes to the end of the arena, right? And he's like, oh, talking to the crowd. And then there's this one guy sitting there front row right behind Drake. I'm talking about 5 feet away from him, tops.
No.
Knocked out.
No.
And his buddies.
That can't be.
His buddies. For a second, I was like, this got to be staged.
Set up.
But his buddies were trying to shake him, like, get up. Dude, we'll get up. Drake keeps going, doing this set, and starts singing to the man until he sings him awake.
Who is this guy? We got to find this guy today. If you know the guy that was asleep at the Drake show, hit us up.
Send him our way.
414-533-1037. You can text or call that. Who is the guy that was asleep at Drake? Is he a Milwaukee guy?
He's a Milwaukee guy for sure.
I
got to
find this guy.
At one point, he pops up and just starts partying with everybody like nothing happened. You know when you wake up and you're like, hey, I'm at the party, ain't nothing happened, I ain't fall asleep. Hey.
White dude, black dude, Hispanic.
Look Latino.
Look
Latino for sure. And I'm on the other end
Big
of the
little,
arena. Schmedium.
I'm like trying to picture this guy asleep in my mind.
Schmedium had a white hat, white shirt on. I can show you the video. Like, everybody got it. Multiple angles, what you mean?
Milwaukee, find the guy who fell asleep for us. This is what we do on the show.
So that's what I did on my
funny.
Friday night. That's what I did.
Oh, that's funny.
Major move this weekend, man.
Nice. Well, I'm jealous I wasn't there. I'm glad you had a good time. Saturday night, I was at my friend's benefit for the heart to heart benefit for the Beat Goes On Foundation.
Oh, yeah. How'd that go?
It was great. I took Hudson. He was my date. And I told him that he was a free-for-all. And every time I looked over, he had 4 desserts on one plate. He never ate anything but dessert.
Smart man.
I saw 3 plates of dessert at this benefit. And I said, Hudson, and he was ordering kitty cocktails, Shirley Temples.
Keep them coming.
And he kept bringing them to the table. There was a pregnant girl at our table. He kept bringing her Shirley Temples. He was quite the
gentleman.
Bartender.
Yeah, now he was out here keeping everybody right.
He did great. And he won me a bunch of alcohol on accident playing a game at the fundraiser. I didn't even know he was winning alcohol. He was, though. The kid won a bottle of wine. It was a golf game. He won a bottle of wine and 2 beers.
He was playing for mom.
You hit the ball, and they had all these different bottles on the course. And if you whatever you hit, you won.
That's what you got.
And Hudson just nailed it, and it would hit bing, ding, ding, ding. So I'm winning all this alcohol.
Hey, hold on, man. I'm going to have to bring that boy golfing with me. You sound like he a prodigy.
It was amazing.
Let's go.
Tell us what you did this weekend. Something cool you did. 414-533-1037. You can text or you can call that. We will talk about something cool you did this weekend.
A lot went on.
A lot. It's summer. We're right in the heart of it. So.
Who ran the triathlon?
Oh.
Yeah, that happened too.
That's right. Kiss FM. All right, you went to see Drake this weekend, DZ.
Sure did. That was my first time seeing Drake ever.
Uh-huh. I was at a fundraiser on Saturday night with Hudson for congenital heart disease and organ donation for the Beat Goes On Foundation.
A beautiful cause.
And now we're going to go to the phones and find out what everybody else was up to. Because I see your text. Somebody said, I saw Drake too, one of the best concerts I've ever been to.
It was great. It was great. Can't lie.
Saucy Sandra, first up on the phones this morning. Like a true champ.
Good morning. Hey there. Hey, guys. Hey.
What's the word, Saucy?
What'd you do this weekend? Tell us something cool.
Well, I went down to Ryan from Kale-Bama's house.
Oh, you guys are
like
besties.
And we had an amazing time.
We put
together a bench for Amanda and Racine.
Oh, look at you.
Yes, and it was a good time, but as soon as we figured something out, we had to take it all apart and we had to make it a little bit shorter and then put it all back together again. It was a good time, though.
This is why you measure twice, cut once, Saucy.
Well, we did measure, but then we didn't take account for the embellishments on the outside. We just didn't measure everything.
Speaking English, I was measuring embellishments.
It was a good time, though. It was fun. Ashley, I'm sure, had fun. She laughed really hard at my nephew.
Ashley just... is Ryan's wife, for people listening, because they have no idea who that is.
The whole squad was there.
We all had a good time. Our kids hung out, and yes, it was
awesome. The bench get done, Saucy?
The bench got done.
Oh, that's
beautiful.
Perfect. That sounds like a good little weekend right there.
Way to go. Well, good. You had a fun weekend building stuff with friends. Way to go.
Yes. Definitely.
Appreciate the call, Saucy. We'll holler at you later.
Yep. Have a good day, guys.
You too. Later.
Oh, I like this text. Lori from Cedarburg said, I got 266 pounds of beef delivered over the weekend.
Share the beef. What's the word?
Share the address. Like, I'll be right there. And then Kelly in Sussex wrote in and said she went to a boat tie-up on Lake Winnebago. It was a fundraiser for the Honor Flight. That's cool.
Yep.
All right. Well, Kayla's in Milwaukee this morning. Let's pull her up and see what she was up to. Kayla, tell us something cool you did this weekend.
Good morning.
I went to Saints Fair.
Ooh, the fair.
Opening weekend.
Everybody was at the fair. I've never seen more people at the fair. I was loving it, man.
And then there was a pull-up competition, and I beat my boyfriend. He was 55.
I almost spit out my coffee because I was so excited for you at that moment.
Excuse, you said pull-up competition, and how many did you do, Kayla?
How many?
55.
She didn't say 55. There's no way.
Well, I'm going to need you to repeat that again, Kayla. Huh? No lie.
I did 70, and my boyfriend did 55 pull-ups.
70? I gotta see a video.
Strong.
I mean, the competition was whoever loses to pay for groceries, and I'm not going to...
Kayla wasn't losing that, baby.
70 at once? I still don't believe it.
I know. I didn't believe it either.
I need a video because I still don't... I think you're lying.
Flex on them, Kayla. I mean, I can get seven. Seven. Yeah, just seven.
I've seen buff people do like 30 and die.
I've been doing acid for like 6 years, so that's probably where I'm all my
things from. Strong. Kayla.
I still don't believe her.
I'm not going to say I'm intimidated, but I'm not going to say it either.
That's insane.
I know. It was just kind of funny because all these girls were around me. Some of them probably drinking. It was like, go. And I'm like, what?
Kayla,
70 in a row. I still don't believe it.
It's just another day in the office. Kayla, we appreciate you.
No way. Oh, my God. Kayla, I'm still in denial that this happened. Thanks for calling.
It's okay, Allie. If you saw me, you would be like, no way. But apparently I can.
That's why I said, send me the video. I'm dying to see. I don't believe it. Yep. I literally just don't believe you.
We'll just meet you at State Fair again this weekend and see it in person, honestly.
70 pull-ups at once? No way.
I believe it. I believe it. Have a good day, Kayla.
Bye, Kayla.
Bye.
Holy. Strong. No way.
Strong.
Danny's in Oak Creek. Let's get to him quick and see what he did this weekend. Good morning, Danny.
What up? Good morning.
Hey.
I didn't do no pull-ups, though.
What'd you get into this weekend, then?
I don't know. Friday night, we just decided after eating some food, we just decided to go downtown. And we just rode around the scooters around Bayview.
Hey!
I've never done the scooter thing around Milwaukee or Bayview.
No?
How was it, Danny?
Honestly, it was a lot of fun. It was like $20 for like 2 hours.
Ooh.
And we were all over the place. Mm-hmm. I think we did like a total of like 14 miles.
Oh, man. Y'all got around.
Wow.
Y'all really got around. Well, and Danny, I don't know which ones you guys were on, but now one of the companies, and a lot of them actually are starting to bust them out, they got the seated scooters, the little bikes.
Oh, good. That's my vibe.
Mm-hmm. I knew it was.
You know I don't like a balance.
We found one, I think it starts with a V, Velo.
That's the name.
Those things are quick.
Yo, hey, honestly, it fed my little motorcycle desire. I was like, I could just keep renting one of these. Just keep one parked by the house 24/7.
Nice. That's awesome.
That's the perfect little weekend right there,
Danny,
man.
Danny got around.
Scooting
I got around, too, but I didn't have a scooter, let me tell you.
you got to try the scooter. It's the best.
Add it to the mix. Thanks for calling, Danny.
Appreciate you, Danny.
All right, see ya.
Shout out to everybody that texted in. I see you. Lots of people texted in. They went to the fair. Somebody went to Packer Family Night on Saturday.
Nice.
Natalie in Menominee Falls was front row for Salt and Peppa.
Big flex.
Congrats to everyone that had a good weekend. And whoever texted in, I went to this Chicago to the U.S. Classic for gymnastics and watched Simone Biles' triumphant return in person.
Wow.
She was amazing. Aw, you guys gave me all the feels. What a great weekend.
We all did something great this weekend.
Getting around.
Problem. You got a problem? What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On KISS FM.
Uh-oh, this one involves job issues on a Monday morning.
Right, like of all days, right?
Well, this is when everybody's annoyed they got to get up and go to work.
Man,
so
going to work right now.
It's relatable. What can I say?
Everybody groveling.
Who wrote in and what's the story?
So they just want to be anonymous.
Okay, fine.
So we're going to call them
Anonymous.
Nick.
Nick. Nick Jonas.
Yeah, there you go. Nick Jonas. NJ. NJ. NJ wrote in.
Nick Jonas wrote into the show, everybody.
Said, I'm ready to quit my current job and go back to my old job.
Ooh.
I'm in a weird situation at work. For the last year, I've been getting unhappier at work and feel like it's time to get out. I don't want to go through the process of getting a whole new job, though. But thankfully, I have the ability to go back to my old job. I left on good terms with everyone, everything. The only reason I left was because I was searching for something different. That different job worked in my favor, but now feels like it's holding me back. What should I do? Go back to my old job? It just feels like it's the safe and easy thing to do.
It is.
Help, NJ.
What do you think, DZ? They want to quit their current job and go back to the old job they left. What do you think?
Ah, man. I'm not a fan of this.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like whatever jobs you do end up leaving, it can be for a reason. And unless something is calling you back, something very good is calling you back, I think you're regressing either way.
Mm-hmm.
I think NJ should approach a new opportunity. Challenge yourself.
A new opportunity. Mm-hmm. This happened to a friend of mine who shall remain nameless. Had a great job and thought they got a better job. And they went and took, they were very excited about it. They were starting at the new year in January. And it's not going so hot.
It's not going
And they
great.
Don't like it so much. And they were like, but they were excited going into the new one, thinking it was an upgrade.
It's going to be amazing.
And now they're like, well, I didn't really like the old one. And the new one is not what I thought it was going to. I really know. This is,
this
got to happen to people.
This has happened probably a few times, right?
And it's funny that you say that because I always think, well, go back to the old one. But I never, you're right. What about a new opportunity?
Why not go after a new opportunity?
Yeah.
They say right here something that I actually fully agree with, but completely disagree with at the same time. It's the safe and easy thing to do. Why do you want to go with safe and easy? Unless you're concerned about your abilities to be able to do a new job, getting into that, I'm sure. The job industry can be fearsome. You might not be happy for a little bit. It could take longer. The ease and satisfaction of just, boom, going back to the job you had, you probably don't got to go through the job application. It's just as much as walking in and getting back on the schedule, basically,
you
right?
You and Aaron always tell me, you got to get uncomfortable, Allie, to grow.
Yeah.
So you and your wife, you always say, get uncomfortable. It sounds like he's getting uncomfortable and he wants to bolt.
Well, wants to bolt
and
wants
hard.
To go back to comforts.
Yeah.
Right?
This is hard. You're to do a new job, new responsibilities, new atmosphere. You got to adjust. You got to adjust.
You got to adjust. And if you've been feeling this way for 365 for the last year, you've been getting unhappier at work, well, you should be looking for something different.
Yeah.
And I doubt you're going to go back to your old job and then be happy or happier, right?
Because you're going to go back and remember why you hated it. And then you're going to be like, why did I do either of
these? Ding, 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 ding And in a perfect world, they'd pay you more money. They'd roll out the red carpet. You'd be the big boss when you walk up in that mug, right, NJ? But that's not the perfect world.
That's not the way. That's in movies, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you start, you know, they don't even send an email saying, welcome to the new guy. You just are there. You're just there, man. And nobody
are you talking
cares.
About when I started back here?
Yes. Do you know what's funny? We did send an email saying you were starting, and I replied, but the funny thing was, you didn't have email yet.
No.
Like, your email, you didn't have an email at work yet.
An internal email.
So we had all these emails going back and forth about you coming, and you never saw any of them. That's the funny thing, DZ. I'll never forget it. People were rewriting back, congrats. I'm like, he's not even on the email chain, you dummies.
You know, so the irony is, that's a part of my story. I came back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I came back to this job, so I've done what NJ is considering to do, going back to an old job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not regretting it. This is a great situation for me. It's working out for me. You feel me? But I don't
know. Allie will get crazy if you say you're unhappy.
But I don't know if NJ is going to have that same luxury.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm blessed. Thankfully. You feel me?
Absolutely.
We good. I don't know if NJ is going to go back to their job and be equally as good.
You're not going anywhere. That's all I got to say about that.
Most situations don't work out to where you come back to a job and it's better than it was. You feel me?
Aww, you feel me? Daisy, I like to hear it.
But what's the word? I want to hear from y'all, too.
Somebody texted in and said, everybody always thinks the grass is greener at new jobs. Turns out the grass is brown everywhere. go where you're happiest. Fair.
That sounds like they're saying go back to the old job.
They're just saying whatever you're searching for, just go where it makes you happy. 414-533-1037. What should NJ do? Go back to the old job, stay with the new one, or DZ said, get a new opportunity. We'll take your calls and your texts next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so NJ wrote into the show, Nick Jonas. Nick Jonas wrote in. He doesn't like his new gig. He wants to go back to the old one.
He wants out of the Joe Bros.
He wants out. He said, I'm going solo again. No, but seriously, he wrote into the show and wanted to know, should he go back to the old job? Because he's not liking his new job. DZ said, look for a new opportunity, but let's just go to the phones. Let's start with Dan in Waukesha this morning. Dan, it is a very big day for you on this show, Dan.
For real?
Dan.
How you guys doing? What's up?
It's a huge day because this, for you, is your fifth day of calling in, which means you are officially a regular on Allie and DZ.
I'm moving up in the world.
Moving on to a regular. Okay, so listen.
I feel like I got promoted.
You did, man. You did. You got your own theme song now. Like, we don't even know what it is yet, but you got it.
Now, I already got my theme song. I know what it is.
Oh, a man that's ready for it. I love it.
I can't wait to find out. What is it? Go.
My theme song is Mano, All the Above.
Approved.
All the Above.
Approved.
Hey, facts.
I was ready to deny it.
Say less. Let me make sure I get that in all caps.
Dan, you've got it, and it's happening. Now, Dan, what should NJ do today about his job?
All right. I'm going to give you some solid advice right here. And first off, I'm rolling with you, DZ, 100% on this. 100%.
Okay.
You do not want to go back to your old job. Because here's the thing. A lot of people feel as though it's the easy route out. It's not, though, because psychology will tell you that they could actually use and abuse you because they're like, why did you come back in the first place, right?
They know you need you're yeah,
exactly
you need them,
right
essentially
yeah
you oh why you okay.
oh you came crawling back
why you come crawling back to us
it's like an ex coming back
to the old girlfriend
and
boyfriend
back.
Right
you still want me don't you I knew you, I was better than them yeah, in bed
exactly
Dan
exactly.
Waukesha psychological with it he said nah don't let him get that mind game over you
yeah don't play those games so uh-huh. here's what I would tell you if you got 3-6 months worth of money stacked up and you're ready to go yeah. I want you to go ahead and consider doing something for yourself. Open up your own business because that's worth it.
Ah, self-sufficient.
Well, that sounds so easy, Dan, but you know it's not.
Well, obviously.
Well, it's not, but I'll tell you this. Nowadays, though, it is because honestly, even if you don't have a mentor, you could literally go on ChatGPT and ask a whole bunch of questions and it'll guide you through it.
That is true. I mean, all this AI is getting crazy. I like talking to Dan. I can already tell. Yeah. I'm glad he got a theme song,
Dan,
man.
I'm going to call you if I ever get fired because I've worked in the same place for 19 years. I don't even know how to get a job anymore. Like, I really wouldn't even know what to do. If they were like, Allie, kick rocks, I'd be like, now what do I do? How do I even apply for a job?
What's a resume? Allie, you don't need a resume. You verified. Plus, you ain't going nowhere. Chill out.
I had to print it out the last time I sent someone.
You mailed it
in the mail?
Stop it. You ain't going nowhere.
I'm kidding. No, I'm teasing. But Dan, no, I like it. Thanks for calling, Dan.
Yeah, hey, it was a pleasure.
Later, man. We can holler at you next time and play your theme song, too, boy. Have a good day.
He picked a good one.
Yeah, facts.
All right, Terry's in Racine this morning. Good morning, Terry. What is your advice for NJ?
Good morning. I actually did what NJ is considering.
Mm-hmm. You went back?
I went back in 2020, pandemic. I just had a baby. Mm-hmm. I wanted out of my job, and I got a different job. Mm-hmm. And I lasted about 3 months, and I went back.
you double backed.
It is the rebound. It's like the rebound person, the rebound job, and then you go back to the original. You're like, never mind. I want my baby back.
Never mind.
I didn't like the new one.
Okay, so what's your advice? Do you suggest NJ do it, or what do you say after having experienced it yourself?
You know, it depends. Obviously, we don't know all the details to his old job versus his new job, but if he really feels that if he goes back to his old job, he's going to be much happier, I would say do it. I did it, and I was happier back in my old job with my team, my old management, so it was really nice. It felt like home.
Well, maybe and sometimes then, you just need to go experience. It is something. Like, maybe I was wrong. I thought the grass was greener, and I was wrong. It's okay to say that, I guess, if you really come back and appreciate finally what you had.
Being
you know?
True to yourself, for yeah. sure, for sure. Yeah.
Exactly, exactly. And I ended up getting something even better in the long run. So sometimes going back to the old job and getting that experience, though, mm-hmm. will help you benefit you in getting something even better in the future.
At the end of the day, it worked out for Terry, and it could work out for NJ, too. Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate it, NJ.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you.
You just called Terry NJ. You go appreciate it, NJ.
Oh, my bad, Terry. I'm one in the same.
It took me a second to realize you even said that, though. Because
words mixed.
I was reading the text messages, and somebody texted in at 414-533-1037. You can call or text that. Make sure you put one in front. The Happy World of Haribo is hiring the gummy bears.
Yeah, they do got that new factory on the highway. I mean,
they do?
Yeah, they got the new factory. It's going to be basically...
I didn't know this.
Is it Racine, technically?
So it's
on
there.
The way to Illinois. Yeah,
I didn't know
it's built up. You see it? They got the Haribo painted on the side
Brand
and everything.
New?
Brand new.
I just went to Beyonce in Chicago. I didn't even notice.
You missed it?
I missed it.
You weren't paying attention.
I was probably on the phone, whatever. What's new? Or talking my big mouth off. Lori's in Cedarburg this morning. She already called 5 days in a row. Speaking of Beyonce. Hey.
Right. Morning, Lori.
Hey, girl.
Morning.
What's your advice?
Haribo's in Pleasant Prairie.
Pleasant Prairie.
Thank you.
There you go. Thank you. Gracias.
I got the general idea, but Pleasant Prairie is different than Racine.
Well, it is. It is. And she's more accurate than me for sure.
Mm-hmm. All right. What's your advice, Lori?
I'd say go back depending on the terms and everything, because I actually did go back to a job, I'll date myself, a bunch of years ago.
Uh-huh. Sure.
I worked fast food, and our whole employee staff did not like our management. And I left because I was supposed to be in management training. She took me out without telling me. Mm. So I was having issues. So I went somewhere else. The day she left and the new management came in, my old team was begging my family for me to come back.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So I did come back because I was getting, in a way, used, taking advantage kind of a little bit in my old job, in the job I was at. And I was working all different hours and everything. And I went back. I was able to go back into management training. I was able to get steady first shift, and then also let me get into school and then actually get into where I am now, which is now leading me into going to school and staying with the same organization, but changing positions, because this organization is great about, like, hey, we want to keep you.
Yeah.
If you're not happy in this position, let's move you.
Lori leveling up with the job, man.
I think that the key to what Lori is saying, though, is remember, when you go back to your old job, you better be better than the replacement.
Mm-hmm.
Because, or better than the person you replaced.
Right.
Because, like, for example, you could have gone back and they might have found someone better, but they didn't. And they were like, okay, we'll take you back.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Just make sure it's the best fit. Make sure that you are still leveling up. Lori's saying, always be leveling up. Never, never short yourself.
Mm-mm. Yeah, because, like, he doesn't want to go back. And instead, the other caller said, we don't know all the situation.
Yep.
You don't want to go back. And you're like, okay, yeah, you came back. We're going to put you on these shifts and everything like that.
Right.
Make sure you're back on your terms and not what they want.
Yeah, exactly. Don't get taken advantage of. Lori, we appreciate you. Have a good rest of your day.
Mm-hmm. You too.
Later.
Bye. All right. So NJ is supposed to look for a new opportunity or just go back to the old one. I'm surprised how many people said they went back and were happy when they went back.
Yeah, honestly.
But look at you.
Right. Like, I'm a testament to it, too. You know what, NJ?
That's true.
Maybe you should go back, bro.
Maybe you should.
All right.
But they have to promote you.
True, true.
That's all. Fast AF boy. Why didn't he add that in there? Fast AF boy.
Because it wasn't in the original.
Fast AF boy.
Stop it. Stop it.
Come on. We can't remix it a little.
Remix it some more.
The Fast Car by Luke Combs. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ. And today's Am I the Jerk, which is coming up next, involves someone being upset that their mate isn't around after a cancer diagnosis, but just we'll get into it next.
It's a deeper story than it sounds, and it already sounds deep and mud.
It's a little heavy.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to tell you that I officially got Owen a cell phone this weekend.
You did it?
I did it.
Whoa.
I did it.
What kind of phone did you get him?
An iPhone.
Of course.
Because it's free. It comes with the deal. It's like, add a line, get a phone. I'm like, okay.
Yep.
They're like, and I'm thinking that he's going to get like a 7.
Nope.
They're like, he can pick a 12 or a 13. I go, the hell?
Y'all got a 5 back there?
Right? Is there a flip phone around here? Like, what do you mean a 12 or a 13.
Can I downgrade?
Like, what?
Can I get the 13? And he can get mine? What's going on? Hold on.
I felt that way in the store. Like, what do you mean he gets a 12 or a 13 iPhone? Are you joking me?
Oh, I'm tearing up, dog. That's funny. Yeah, it's hilarious.
And last night, I'll have Owen. They're going to come in a couple weeks again and be on the air with us before school starts. Because Owen and Hudson, they get one appearance a month in summer. And they have an August appearance left.
That's all we can afford.
And I said, that's it. And I said, we'll talk about your new phone when you come on the air next. And you can share everything. But he's been texting me this morning. I put it on Facebook. Now he's been already texting me. He asked me to get Dots pretzels last night.
Gets the cell phone and starts making demands.
Already making demands. But I like it that I can call him or see him or know what he's doing at any moment.
That is nice.
He's going to be 12.
Nice.
It was time.
Word of advice, turn on his location.
I did.
Already? So you can always access to where he's at. Okay,
Stalker Alley? Okay, come on.
FBI Alley?
I will openly admit I stalk my children. Nobody else, but I will follow them everywhere.
It's not stalking. You're their mother.
And you're right. Thank you for reminding me of that because it feels dirty sometimes. But I'm like, I see you. You're still in your room, but I see you.
Yes, I'm still seeing you.
I think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. This was an email we got. You can always email to amithejerk@1037kissfm.com.
For sure.
A lot of people slide into our Facebook DMs too. That's fine. Like the Kiss ones.
You always have a way to reach us.
Mm-hmm. Ready for this?
I don't know. I honestly don't know if I am.
But
we're
here. Let's do it. Mindy wants to know if she's a jerk for being upset her fiance isn't around after she got diagnosed with cancer. Here's her story. Hi, Allie and DZ. I desperately need your opinions here. Please help. I've been dating this man for about 3 years now, and we're engaged to be married. Yay me! And yesterday, she wrote yay me in that, and yesterday I was diagnosed with cervical cancer, and I've been hysterical ever since, to the point where I'm unable to eat or sleep. My fiance works long hours, and he had two events he had to attend after work this week, so we spent a total of 7 hours together. I've been a complete mess, crying and feeling alone. This weekend, he plans on going 4 hours north to a powwow with his family. And recently, his father had said something about me that hurt my feelings, so I'm already avoiding his family, to be honest.
Mm.
It'd be no fun, and I'd have no fun, and I'd be no fun to be around right now anyway.
So she ain't going.
So I feel pretty upset that my fiancé's choosing to go away during a time I feel I need him the most. All I really want right now is to spend alone time with the man I love and express how I'm feeling about going through procedures and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Am I the jerk for being upset my fiancé isn't around after my cancer diagnosis? Mindy.
Mindy.
Are you the jerk? Well, see, the problem is he's working.
A lot.
If you were telling me he was doing nothing or hanging out with friends, then I'd be mad. But he is choosing to go up north.
This man ain't just out here gallivanting.
No, but he's going up north when he doesn't need to.
But it's a family powwow that, in my head, was probably already decided and planned on.
Before the cancer diagnosis.
Right. Because the cancer diagnosis was very recent. Uh-huh. Very, very, like, yesterday.
Yeah.
Man, does it supersede the diagnosis, though, is where I'm stuck at.
Mm.
Because it's already decided, maybe this is the opportunity that you both need to go ahead and clear your minds. You don't feel like it would be a good time, but you don't know. You're not giving yourself that opportunity because you're saying no. You're thinking of the woe is me because you've been diagnosed with
this is traumatic. Yeah. You're like, am I going to live? Am I going to die? Being told something like that has got to be so traumatic when you find that you have cancer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I understand where Mindy's coming from by feeling the way she feels, but don't know if it qualifies her to say, oh no, you need to stay home with me. You know, if that's what you want to do, it'd be beautiful to have your partner support, but you can't force that.
No, and I also feel like her biggest issue is she's looking for one person to be her support system, and that person might not be able to do that for you. So she's looking for him. If he's home 7 hours a week, that's not going to be your number one support system person, girl.
It ain't. It really ain't.
And you're going to have to get therapists and,
huge point.
You know, check in with people and find support.
You can't rely on just one person. That's a huge point.
Well, especially now she's going to be as disappointed.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, and I don't want to say this is going to lead the relationship in the wrong way, but you're going to figure out real quick if this is really going to be your person for life or not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just to cut it like it should be, man. Not to put Mindy out here like that, but you're gonna know quick if your man's is gonna be holding you down the way you feel like he should be holding you down.
Yeah, as much as I think she needs to get more people as part of her village, I do think she is not the jerk for being upset at the fiance, because I think he should have dropped everything when he found out about the cancer diagnosis. For now,
I don't disagree.
For now,
I can't.
He's have to do that his whole the next year, but right now he could have said, you know what, going up north's not important at this moment. I'm going to be with my fiance since we are getting married. She is going to be part of my my family now.
But then why doesn't she want to go be a part of the family?
That's she doesn't have a good relationship with the family, and she doesn't want to. She's already upset. She's like, I'm not going to be fun anyway right now.
Future father-in-law said some stuff that she was unhappy about. Maybe this is a time to process. Maybe he can apologize. Maybe y'all can address it. That's going to be your support system if y'all do end up getting married. So you gotta appreciate them and figure it out.
Yeah, especially if he appreciates them, because he clearly does if he's still going up there and leaving you behind.
And it's going to get your mind off of it. You just want, look, dog, I don't want Mindy to sit here and sulk and be like,
problem.
Oh, man, like, I just want to sit here and sulk with the person I love. Man, maybe he doesn't want to do that. Mm-hmm. And you got to respect that. Mm-hmm. He's not a sulker and he can't handle it. Maybe he doesn't
but
know what's going on
yet. He hasn't been around at all, I think, is the ish. Has she sulked at all?
Well, because of work which and not being able to be there. Like, and she's already putting up with what I feel like is a lot, just alone with the diagnosis and not being able to process properly. Dog, I'm torn, but I'm leaning towards she is a little bit of the jerk for imposing her desires on him. I think she should? He should? Yeah, but she can't do that, though.
Somebody texted, if he doesn't want to be around there, why are you going to marry him?
Ooh.
Yikes!
Woo-wee.
Okay, so we're going to take your calls and your texts next, and you're going to tell us if you think Mindy's a jerk. She found out she had cervical cancer. Her fiance hadn't been around all week because he was working, but then he's choosing to go up north and not be with her at all this weekend either.
But it sounds like she's the one that's choosing not to go.
So is she the jerk for being upset her fiance isn't around after her cancer diagnosis? Take your calls and your texts next.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so Mindy wrote into the show. It's kind of a heavy one today, but she emailed us and wanted to know if she was the jerk for being upset that her fiance isn't around after her recent cervical cancer diagnosis.
That's just a yikes.
It's
I know.
A lot, right?
I know. It's heavy for show.
Let's start with Jenna, though, in Greenfield this morning, shall we? Jenna, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
We doing good. We trying to figure it out for Mindy, you know, deciding if she's the jerk for being mad at her fiance after her cancer diagnosis.
What do you think?
I'm going to say right now she is, I say she is not the jerk right now.
Not
she
the jerk.
She isn't the jerk.
Oh, I thought you were going to say jerk. Okay. You've flipped since I answered the phone. Tell us your reasoning here, Jenna.
I was thinking he was the
oh,
jerk.
Got it. Mm-hmm.
So you say he's the jerk and she is not the jerk.
Yes.
I'm
saying that right now because it's the very beginning of the diagnosis. So I think right now he should be there for her.
Yes.
If it was a little bit later on, then I could see maybe him being able to do more.
Right.
But hearing that news just fresh, she needs someone there for her.
Absolutely. Sure. Jenna, I so get that. Thank you for calling today. Jenna says not the jerk.
Starts it off. Have a good day, Jenna. Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
So, later. I mean, it is. It's brand new. That's for sure.
And you want the people you trust the most when something is so fresh, right?
She's like, I just want my fiance.
I hear it.
Let's go to Nick in Milwaukee and see what he thinks this morning. Nick, how are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing well, man. We're trying to figure it out. What's the word? What do you say? Is Mindy the jerk in this situation or not?
She's definitely not the jerk.
Oh, go on.
He's the jerk.
Okay. Ah, okay.
Because
only for the fact that it's she needs her biggest support system right now, and he's her biggest support system,
right.
And she wants that, and you know he's not there to support her. You know he's the jerk.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. I feel it. I feel it.
Nick said not the jerk. Thank you, Nick.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right.
Talk
last
to you later,
but
man.
Not least, we got to go to our boy Sean in Milwaukee, who has his own theme song. He called 5 days in a row. It's hard to do, but he did it. Sean.
Hey, what's up, guys?
All right. So Mindy's upset because her fiance isn't around after her cancer diagnosis. He's been at work and then he's going up north. What do you think? Is she the jerk for being mad?
If I say she is a jerk, only if he already had those plans going on.
Oh, well, then he was a jerk. Then he is.
I understand. Mm-hmm. Like, if you have plans, you know, she just got diagnosed. It's not like she's dying right this second, like she's going to be gone tomorrow, you know?
Hey, it sounds a little abrasive, but I hear what Sean is saying.
He's got
a point, He's got a point. It's harsh, but it's harsh to hear sometimes, man.
Absolutely.
I mean, so I know it sucks, but he can't stop everything else. You know, he's got to go to work still and stuff. I mean, come on now.
Work don't stop. Life don't stop. I know he probably is feeling some type of way about what's going on, but don't we all got to process in our own way?
Absolutely.
Maybe that little getaway with the family trying to process was his way of centering.
Maybe.
Circling back and being able to come back and be a strong support system for her.
That's one way of looking at it, but come on, DZ, she needs him right now. Give me a break.
I know. I'm trying to argue it here.
I'm glad he's getting centered. I mean, good for him.
Dang.
What the hell?
Dang.
All right. Thanks for calling, Sean.
You're welcome. Have a good day, guys.
You too, fam. Later.
Not a jerk today. Mindy?
Nope.
Not a jerk.
Decided.
All right. Coming up next, I had the craziest weekend.
I know, man.
Oh, my God. A friend of mine ended up in the ICU. Flight for Life was involved. I'm not even kidding, DZ. The story from this weekend is insane.
It gets crazier the more you've told me and the little that I do know.
So I'm going to only tell a little because it ain't my business, but I'm on the radio and I got a big mouth and it's going to be my life for the next week. So we're going to talk about this. It's insane. I'll tell you what happened next. 103.7 KISS FM. I mean, DZ, this has been the strangest weekend.
You've had a wild 48 hours.
Really? Seriously? It has been bizarre.
And I'm not laughing at it. I'm just going. Like, wow.
Well, it's okay. You can laugh because it's just been bizarre. I woke up yesterday to a message from one of my best friend's sisters saying, my friend is in the ICU, saying there was an accident involving a tree up north. And I'm like, wait, what? I'm like in shock.
That sounds like an up north way to start a story,
y'all.
It's
such a Wisconsin story, isn't it? Like, there was an accident involving a tree. Now, thank God she's alive.
Yes.
Because they flight for life'd her to Wausau. I mean, that's how serious this was.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know the whole story. I've heard bits and pieces because I was on the phone a lot yesterday with different people trying to figure out how to help.
Yep.
Because we're at an age now where our parents aren't really taking care of us. We're taking care of them,
yeah.
So now you look to your friends and your siblings if you have them. That's who you got. So her sister, I get on the phone with her sister and I find out something apparently happened. She was trying to cut down a tree, probably a tree she shouldn't have been, but she was trying to cut down a tree with a friend. And you know how when you're chainsawing a tree and somebody else has the rope, so they had the rope attached to the ATV.
Yep, to lead the tree in the direction you want it to fall.
So the other friend was driving the ATV or waiting,
right.
And she's chainsawing and something happened. And before she could put the wedge in the tree and like push and do all that, the tree snapped.
Oh.
And hit her.
Oh. And crushed her? What happened?
She went flying through the air.
Yeah.
And was laying on the ground.
Got hurt.
Scary.
Friend
scary,
got hurt.
Really scary stuff. Couldn't move. Was laying there just moaning. Not really blinking. I mean, intense. So
you got hit by a tree, of course.
Once they finally get to the cabin up north, which think about getting to a place like that when you call 911 if you're out in the boonies.
Flight for life because...
Then flight for life comes because she starts seizuring. They don't even know. Like, they took her to Wausau, which, thank God, because at that point, I want her in the biggest hospital. I would have brought her back to Milwaukee if I could have. Because you just want the best care at the biggest hospital in the biggest city. I know these, you know?
Every minute is crucial when somebody gets hurt. You know that.
Yeah.
And to any degree.
So they flight for life her to Wausau.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a brain bleed, like a broken rib.
Jeez.
She hates doctors. This is the worst case scenario.
Of course.
So she wants to leave.
Uh-huh.
So she's like telling them, you know, like, let me leave.
I'm good.
She gets discharged from ICU, which I cannot even.
Already?
Yes.
No.
I feel like she should still be in the hospital.
Oh, God, dog, so you just got hit by a tree. Yes.
She's now up north and... I said I will get in my car. Yesterday I was ready to drive up. There was all this drama though with how are we going to get her car back, and I go, we don't need her car. She's not driving anywhere. Like, yeah. We just need to get her back here so like one of us can like take care of her and she's not alone at this cabin, because she is a single woman alone up north with an accident.
Right. And I was going to say, somebody's with her now, right?
Now.
Because I was going to say, otherwise, what are you doing here?
I would be gone.
Like, what are you doing here? Bye.
I literally called.
Do you need a ride? Bye.
Seriously, I called my ex and I go, can you take the kids? He goes, yeah. And I go, okay, I'm going up north. Well, then we started talking and I go, wait, we need to get her back a tier where she can get, one, better care. Because now she's somehow gotten herself discharged and she's in the middle of nowhere again. I'm like, get her back to Milwaukee.
No.
We need to get her into another doctor, which she's probably going to fight on, and make sure she's okay.
That's fine.
But I'm literally waiting. I said, she can, the kids are leaving. I sent them to their dads. I was like, she can stay with me all week and I'm happy to like take care of her and be there with her. Even if I have to do the show from home, I will. All week long, I'll be here. Yeah. I can do the show from home, or it's fine. We have technology now.
The technology has advanced to allow us to do those kinds of things.
You imagine you wake up. I woke up to that on Sunday and I was like, I'm getting in the car, but wait, hold on. Like, I was like, what is going on here?
You want to drop everything because that's one of the top-notch homies. But at the same time, you got to go, oh, wait, my life, hold on.
Well, no, not even that. I will drop everything, including work. It just made no sense why I was driving all the way near Eagle River when people could bring her back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was going to drive up there and we were all going to come back together.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
It didn't
with the
make
boys,
any sense.
Having, you know, like, you're like, okay, wait,
this
I can't just
smart.
Jump into it.
This
let's try to figure it out efficiently. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Her sister's up there with her
good.
And a friend.
Good.
And then they were going to bring her back. And then I said, well, she can stay with me all week.
Okay.
You know, like, but I got to get her into a doctor. I'm worried she's going to fight me on this.
Well, that's fine. She could fight you. They got medication that'll knock people out so you don't have to.
Because
quite frankly, yes, friend needs to go right back in. Mm-hmm. I don't know if a specialist, but definitely at least to get another checkup right here.
Yeah. And I just got a text from a friend that said, I could come with you to get the car. Another friend of mine, we were logistically trying to do this. And it got to the point where we went, this is silly. She doesn't need the car.
No.
And the thing is,
she ain't driving anyway.
We decided so many people go up there every weekend. There are plenty of people that can take her back to get her car one weekend in weeks from now
whenever.
If she even needs it.
When
right?
she's okay.
But I said, well, I'll drive up north and live with her and take care of her. But I want her back here near a hospital. Like, I don't want her up in the boonies near nothing. I'm not doing that.
No, I'm not trying to wait anywhere that needs an hour wait time to go ahead and get an Uber or delivery or medical attention to me. I'm good on all that.
No. So I don't know what the update is. I texted this morning and I'm like, how's she doing? I haven't heard from anybody yet. So I'm hoping she gets back safely today.
Sure, man.
And she's resting and that's all. Isn't that the craziest? Like, that's all I know right now.
Man, I gotta be honest.
I just hope she's okay. Like, I don't even know.
I've heard of people chopping trees down. I've heard of people in trees falling out of them.
She could have died. I mean, she could be dead right now. Like, we are well aware of how lucky she was. But at the same time.
Yes.
What? You know people that what?
Know your limitations
yes.
and people that haven't known their limitations, and you need to know and be able to recognize when it's not something for you to do.
It's
I'm
a
not
freak
trying
accident.
To, man, unless you're equipped to cut a tree down, don't do it.
Mm-mm. Not a big one. Yeah.
any of them, man.
Well, this story freaked me out. I use a chainsaw all the time on little ones. I don't even want to do the little ones anymore.
Nope.
Now I'm freaked out, man. I'm afraid they're going to snap. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Bad vibes, but I'm glad.
Bad vibes.
I'm glad they're okay.
She's alive.
And
yes.
I'm glad you're going to be able to take care of them too. Because I know you're the friend
always.
That's not going to let you slip up and be like, oh, you don't want to go to the hospital? Okay.
Oh, no,
you're going to make her go.
I'm bossy. And
you're going to make her
go. I'll put her in the car myself.
That part.
And then I'll tell her I'm going to call an ambulance if she doesn't get in the car. I'll do stuff like that. And then they'll say, we can't take her. And I'll go, the hell you can't.
Pick your poison, kid. You want me to take you or you want to be taken?
Yeah, isn't that crazy? So we got to make sure she gets in. But yeah, that's crazy.
Wow.
All right, so that's my crazy weekend story. Not to bring it down, because I know it's a Monday, but that was an intense thing that happened. And
I appreciate you sharing.
I mean, I don't even know. It doesn't get more Wisconsin than that.
I think it helps process, too, because, you know, like, it's something so fresh. And it's like, wow, you know, what can I do to help? Sometimes just talking through it is enough.
Yeah, they're right,
until DC. You can figure it out.
The support needs support, too, see?
Exactly.
Thank you, DC. All right, it's Kiss FM. Oh, and by the way, we have Jelly Roll tickets coming to town August 18th. Your chance to win them 8:40 this morning.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so the Barbie movie officially hit $1 billion. $1 billion.
Billion with a B.
Million.
Wow.
That's crazy.
A lot of money.
All these people that were fighting it, and I was one of them. I'm not going. I don't need to see the bar. What's the? I don't even know what it's about. What's the storyline? I went. I loved it, and now I get it.
It's Barbie. That's
I thought it was
it is.
Funny. I thought it was good for people our age. I don't know if kids are gonna love it as much. My kids were like, that's okay.
Everybody's watching it. It made a billion worldwide.
A billion, and now the baby names are popping up. Ken and Barbie are back. Everybody, get ready.
Of course they are.
DZ, you're having a baby. Have we got the name Ken or Barbie?
Nope. Just nope.
Kenneth, Barbara, nothing.
Kenneth, Barbara,
nothing.
I'm not revealing the gender yet.
Rude. Fine. You don't have to tell us what you're having yet. But if you decide you can't find a name, they say Barbie and Ken, hottest names out there right now for baby names.
I'm a hybrid.
You are.
I'm a mix of names.
And it's going to be?
Carby.
Carby.
Or Ben.
But Carby with a C, because Carby likes carbs and doesn't have a Barbie body. They like to eat. I'm just saying. Did you know we have a chance for you to see Jelly Roll?
Jelly Roll coming to town!
Coming to the AmFam Amphitheater August 18th, 11 days away.
Wow, that's like right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got tickets.
We got your tickets coming up in the next 15 minutes.
Duh.
Yes, I learned a lot about Jelly Roll on TikTok. I'm not going to lie.
I somehow
ended up on the Jelly Roll TikTok side. I don't know how one day. But I did.
The TikTok just knew. It's like, oh, he's coming to Milwaukee. Broop, drop him into your algorithm.
Him and his woman, they're the strangest looking couple, but so you can't stop watching them. They're very interesting to watch.
They are popping on TikTok together, man. They got a beautiful life together. Mm-hmm. They're
in love.
Polar opposites, but in love, man. Mm-hmm. And you can tell.
Exactly. So Jelly Roll tickets for AmFam Amphitheater coming up in less than 15 minutes.
Bet.
It's Allie and DZ, and one of the things on this show is we're cheap.
Oh, yeah.
Openly, admittedly, cheap.
Willingly Fair? And proud of it.
Thank
I am
you.
Cheap, yes.
Call me Miss Cheap. I will receive it.
Says the guy that just spent $700 yesterday, but that's a story for another time. But cheap is as cheap as I can be.
DZ, you got a new house. You got your expenses now. You're allowed to spend $700.
Thank you.
At Home Depot or wherever you did it. What is something, though, that, like, you will never buy?
Oh, I mean, you want the full list?
Sure. I mean, do you have things that no matter what, you'll recycle or you refuse to buy?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which is?
My main one. Mm-hmm. And I will argue this to the death of me. I don't care if you call me cheap. I choose to call it being resourceful and frugal. I will not buy bags, whether it be a plastic bag or a present bag. I am buying gift bags.
Yeah.
No, man. I'm recycling. You're going to get the same gift bag you gave me a few years ago when I go up and get it out the gift bag that's got all of the other gift bags inside of the bag.
Every time we do birthdays, I take all the gift bags and save them. Every time we do Christmas, I take all the bags and I save them. And you know what I refuse to buy? You'll refuse to buy a gift bag. Mm-hmm. I refuse to buy gift cards anymore. And I don't mean, actually not a gift card, a greeting card.
I knew what you meant.
Because this just happened with your son's birthday.
Uh-huh.
We were buying him some little presents for his birthday, and Owen and Hudson go, let's get a card. I go, we're not spending $5 on a greeting card that kid's going to rip up anyway.
In 2 seconds.
I said, and you know what? It means more that you two are going to make the card. And it was the cutest card.
It
was way better than a stupid greeting card I would have spent my money on.
You're not wrong.
And Sammy drew on it anyway, which was fine, but you didn't want him to, but it was cute.
Oh,
let him draw on it.
I like saving cards.
But my point is, they're, to me, waste of money. Because I can make you a card that you're going to probably throw out anyway in 5 seconds.
Or if you don't, it's more meaningful because it was handmade.
The handmade is way more meaningful than, unless the greeting card has some poem to express your love to somebody, I ain't interested.
If we're going to a wedding, we'll buy a card though.
We need a money holder. That's it. Come on, DZ.
Dog, but I refuse. I won't do it, man. Mm-hmm. I'm at the point in my life where I even recycle the regular plastic bags. I think it's like the store bags.
Yeah.
Why would I ever buy small, tiny bags from my garbage can when I can just use the Target bag that I bought my stuff in that fits perfectly fine?
Oh, like the bathroom trash cans. My mom does that. She taught me to do that. You use grocery store bags for this.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. All the time. They make a perfect free little bag to put whatever in.
They sure
garbage,
do.
Extra stuff. Uh-huh. You can, if you're missing a lunch bag, pack a lunch in it. Mm-hmm. And you know how many times as a kid I had a Target bag for my lunch bag?
Really?
Oh, come on.
That's amazing.
Yeah, Target, Aldi, Walmart, all of them. All of them.
That's your lunch bag. bag, lunchbox, nothing.
That was my lunchbox. Now, I bought my own lunchbox when I was an adult.
Yeah.
I don't buy bags.
Yeah.
I refuse. I won't do it.
That's fine.
You catch me buying a bag,
bags.
It's a cold day.
I'm a woman. We live for bags. Give me all the bags you got. You got more bags? Oh, a random bag I don't need? Going in the closet. I'll use her one day.
You get a bag. You get a bag.
I love bags. I'm a woman.
Extras.
We always have, I come in. How many bags do I come in with? Three?
Three bags.
Every day?
Every day.
I love bags.
I don't even know what's in them bags.
That's the one thing I will purchase that I don't need is bags. No, for real, though. All right, 414-533-1037. What is something you refuse to buy? DZ won't buy gift bags.
Won't do it.
I won't buy greeting cards. I just feel like it's a waste of money.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine if you like to... Recycling is cool, man.
That's right.
It's fine. 414-533-1037. We will take your calls and your texts next. Somebody said condiment packets. Tickets to see Jelly Roll at the AmFam Amphitheater in 11 days, coming up before 8:40.
Coming up in like 11 minutes.
There you go. Ding, ding. So we are talking today on the show about things you refuse to buy. Let's start it out with Tony in Racine this morning. Tony, he got his own thing song, obviously. Tony, good morning.
Yo, good morning.
Yo, so DZ refuses to buy gift bags. I refuse to buy greeting cards. What do you refuse to buy?
Well, I refuse to buy, like, dishes.
What?
Same. Is it paper all day or what?
No, I don't like the paper. I like more of the plastic. So, like, when I order out, I'll tell them maybe throw an extra one so I can separate my food, which in reality I'm just stacking and saving.
Ah, that's smart. Or,
Even when I go to, like, parties and stuff and people bring them and dish them out and they're going to throw it. Well, I'll take them home. No, I'll take leftovers. I throw the food away and keep the trays.
You are so resourceful.
Man,
look at
doesn't
you,
pay
Tony.
For a tray.
No.
That's
no.
genius.
I mean, I still got to wash it, you know, regardless. It still gets washed, but it's now, yeah. it's portable.
Right.
Now I can bring my food anywhere I want because I'm hungry as heck all the time. So.
Well, and think about it. He ain't spend no money on it. So say you do lose it, you forget it, it breaks, whatever. You don't care.
No, that person's probably going to get rid of it or not take care of it. He's like, I'll use your junk.
Oh, I will get rid of the spaghetti stain. I know how.
Exactly.
TikTok taught me.
I don't know. I love it.
That's amazing.
That's a good one.
All right, Tony, we like it. Thanks for calling.
Awesome. I'll talk to you soon with those Jelly Roll tickets because I know I'm winning.
Oh, hey,
good
flex.
Luck. Good
later,
luck.
Later,
fam. Bye, guys.
All right, next up, Emma is calling from Cudahy this morning. Good morning, Emma. What is something you refuse to buy?
I will refuse to buy... like books that I know that I already have.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't buy a book anyway anymore. It takes a lot for me to get to buy me a book. It's all online.
Get
you
a Kindle.
Yeah. Read it on. Get an audio book. What do you mean a book? Do we even read anymore? I'm kidding.
I wait for the movie. No, no. So you're saying a book. You must be an avid reader.
Or board games. I will not buy board games.
Wait, so
for Christmas, you can get me them, but I ain't buying them.
Oh, buy them for me.
You're getting a stack of cards. That's what I'm getting. A deck of cards. Baby, $5. There's my game for you.
I got one for you that you could tell people to buy if you haven't played. Exploding Kittens. Mm-hmm. It's such a fun card game.
Really?
Oh, it's so much fun.
Okay.
It's a strategy card game, too. Mm. There's a bunch of cats involved, and who don't like cats?
Cats. Me.
Meow.
Did you ever met me? Me.
I love cats.
He said, who doesn't like cats? He didn't meet Allie yet.
Well, then, this was for Emma. Emma, look up Exploding Kittens. You ain't gonna buy it for yourself, but tell somebody to buy it for you.
I'll buy it for myself.
There you go.
Hey, then maybe that one she'll buy.
You convinced her.
Talk to you later.
Thanks,
Emma.
All right. Also, this week I'm gonna try to get a theme song.
Well, hey,
day one, let's go.
I'm gonna be back tomorrow, and I'm gonna be back for Jelly Roll tickets.
Okay,
we believe it. Have
Look
a good
you.
One. Bye, Emma.
Look
let's
at you
go.
Guys. All right, let's go to Melissa in Kenosha, lastly, and see what she has to say. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Yes.
Love the energy.
Yes, we got to have the energy. What is something you refuse to buy, girlfriend?
Okay, I'm with DZ on gift bags. I recycle gift bags beyond belief, and I get so angry when I can't find the gift bag area, the way I put it.
You're right.
You know, as DZ and Allie, you know, like you'll put something somewhere, And then you'll be like, where the hell did I put it?
Right.
Don't know.
Exactly.
It's a bag within the bag inside of another bag in a box, and I don't remember where I put the box.
Uh-huh.
Exactly. Tissue paper is another one. If the tissue paper is not wrinkly that you put in my daughter's gifts, I will reuse that tissue paper.
Gift tissue. Folded up all nice.
I always reuse all the tissue paper for sure.
I thought she meant like actual tissue paper.
Ew,
I was like, Melissa, no, you gotta buy that new.
No wonder we're all sick.
Off of what DZ says, I don't buy like garbage bags for my cans, but I also use them in my car. I know Sammy is not old enough yet. Mm-hmm. But, like, my 3-year-old daughter, I feel like she accrues, like, garbage.
Yeah.
So I literally, like, have a bag by her chair, and she just throws it in there.
Smart. Pro tip. Pro tip right there. I'm going to put that in my pocket.
I like it.
Appreciate your call, Melissa.
Thanks, Melissa.
All right, guys. Call you in a little bit for Jelly Roll tickets.
Good.
Hey, later. Man, these Jelly Roll tickets about to be a hot commodity. Look at that.
Yes. Well, that's good news, because less than 5 minutes, I'm going to give them to you. Not yet. Oh, you thought so? Not yet.
Wait.
Hold on. Hold my beer. We'll be back with Jelly Roll tickets, because Jelly Roll coming to the AmFam Amphitheater in 11 days.
Woo!
Got your tickets all week long around this time. Hold on, not yet. Coming up next, Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Now, we found out that we have got Jelly Roll tickets all this week.
All week long, same time. You could win them, man. He come into
this guy with this cult following. All these people. If you haven't heard of Jelly Roll, then you hear what happens when we were on the air. Everybody's like, I'll be back for Jelly Roll. I'm like, what is this cult following this guy? He's like on fire right now.
Don't doubt the role. Oh, baby, it's all jelly.
And I've seen him quite a bit on TikTok, because somehow I got stuck on the Jelly Roll TikTok. There's one of everything.
You found yourself to the Jelly Roll side.
I was stuck on it. There I was. Well, he's coming to AmFam Amphitheater August 18th. That's 11 days away. Somebody's going to get two tickets right now. Let's play some Jelly Roll. If you're not familiar, a lot are. If you're not, this is Jelly Roll for you. This is called Need a Favor. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. By the way, caller 30 is a winner. 414-533-1037. Well, you want to go see Jelly Roll? We've got your tickets.
Everybody do.
Who knew? Jelly Roll's hot. This is a hot ticket.
Boy, you don't mess with the jelly.
Woo-wee. All right, let's go to the phone. Suzanne is in Waukesha this morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Suzanne. Hey. What you up to this morning?
Oh, I'm on my way to work.
Where do you work? Because you know we're nosy.
Mm-hmm.
In Menominee Falls.
Mm-hmm. And where in Menominee Falls? Because I'm still nosy.
What's
go
your
on.
Profession?
Give me an address. Send me the pen.
Tell us your job title and description. Go.
No, you don't have to do all that. No. Suzanne, are you a fan of Jelly Roll?
I'm not necessarily, but my son is.
Oh, and how old's your son?
He's 22.
Oh, he's going to die when he finds out you won him these Jelly Roll
tickets.
Hey! So excited.
Woo! Prime Jelly Roll age right there. 22?
Seriously.
Yep.
Seriously. You are caller number 30, which means if you're not going, your son is. And he gets to take a friend, because Jelly Roll is going to be at the AmFam Amphitheater in 11 days on August 18th. Two tickets.
Awesome.
He better talk to you nice, because mom,
girl,
those are technically your tickets if you don't feel like giving them to
he
him.
He better mow the lawn 100 times.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Take the trash out. Cook mom some dinner.
Take mom to dinner.
Thank you. Seriously. All right. Hold on, Suzanne. We'll get your info.
Thank
okay?
you.
Mm-hmm. Another chance, same time tomorrow.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.